From cash to credit, where Citibank is offering a new ad campaign. Seth Stevenson, ad critic for the online magazine Slate, is not quite buying it.
I have a long, proud history of hating city ads. Now comes a new city campaign centered on some foreign dude with an accent. A few press accounts say his name is Roman, though I've yet to hear it spoken in any of the ads. The campaign's better than previous city efforts. Still, I sort of hate it.
Using only my City Premier Pass credit card, I earn rewards points crazy fast.
A man with a thick Eastern European accent describes different ways to earn points with a city credit card, boasting that he gets points crazy fast and tiger fast. In one spot, he shows off a burgundy jumpsuit with embroidered gold accents.
For speed enhancement, I wear these striped pants. Victor, change it to something faster.
The man is accompanied by an odd younger fellow named Victor, who wears bicycle gloves. As the ad ends and the city logo comes up, the accented man delivers his tagline.
Rewarding! Very, very, very rewarding!
These ads were directed by Jared Hess, writer-director of the cult favorite Napoleon Dynamite. The DNA here is the same as in that film. A dorky yet self-confident protagonist, clothes and sets with an early 80s aesthetic, a bizarre sidekick, static compositions, and motionless camera. The look is eye-catching, and when Roman peers out at us from the screen and speaks, we listen.
Victor, how do I look
fast? Brr, tiger fast!
The key idea, that we can earn rewards points through city in myriad ways, is clearly demonstrated in an offbeat and thus hard-to-ignore manner. On these grounds, I think the campaign is a success. But I've grown weary of Hess's brand of humor. It's best exemplified in the city spot titled Distraction. Here, Roman earns points while his sidekick, Victor, tries to distract him with, among other things, hip-hop dancing.
First, I get points for using my Citibank debit card.
It was not really that funny when a nerdy white boy danced badly in Napoleon Dynamite. Now Hess treats us to more of the same, shoehorned into the city ad for no good reason. Even less funny is mild xenophobia. In her review of Hess's recent film Nacho Libre, my Slate colleague Dana Stevens wrote that at least three-quarters of Nacho Libre's jokes rest on the assumption that being Mexican is inherently hilarious. In the city ads, the humor springs from the notion that it's also hilarious to be Eastern European. Ha ha, tacky clothes cut from man-made fabrics. Roman's accent and grammatical quirks are similarly unimaginative.
Unbelievable! Using only the City Premier Pass credit card, I rocked the house.
Saturday Night Live's Wild and Crazy Guys did this much better 30 years ago. Of course, there's also a more recent model Roman's cribbing from, Borat. But while Sacha Baron Cohen's humor is all edge and provocation...
She's my sister. She's number four prostitute in all of Kazakhstan. Nice.
City's pale imitation Borat is offensive only in boring ways. I give the city ads a B-. Effective sales pitch, irritating aesthetics.
Seth Stevenson writes the Ad Report Card column for Slate.com.